Back with more academic all-star interviews across regional radio. Talking today to the salutatorian at Bismarck High School, and that is Kayla Carrington. So, Kayla, you put a lot of hard work into this, I'm sure. So how is it to be one of the top two in your class?
It's really great to be part of my class because there's, I mean, it's not really a hard honor, seeing as there's such a small amount, but it really is honestly a hard since there's so many kids at our school that are so academically inclined. That's pretty tough competition, and I'm honestly really proud of myself and the valedictorian of our class this year.
So what did you finish up with as far as a GPA?
My final GPA is around 5.2, and that's weighted, seeing as our math classes are weighted on a higher scale. So that's above a 4.0, actually.
Yeah, and then some. That's a phenomenal GPA.
Yeah.
You finished as the salutatorian, so how close were you and Miss Riley Grunman as far as competing for that top spot?
It was a pretty close race. It was down to the wire at the end of the year. We both weren't quite sure who we were going to get, as in one and two, but I think we both did pretty good this year.
So when you look back at all the things that you had to do over your high school career to finish as the top two in your class, what are some of the things that stand out?
What stands out to me is all the hard work that we've had to put in to get this top two. Like I said, there's so many kids at Bismarck who work hard every day and do their homework and make sure they get top grades in all their classes, that it's a real tough competition to actually be a part of. So the thing that stands out the most is honestly just that, the competition to achieve what we've achieved.
So it sounds like you're a pretty competitive person, so you probably enjoyed this race.
Yeah, I really am.
So did you guys talk to each other and kind of say, well, I'm going to do this better, or I think I can do this? Was it pretty a friendly competition the whole time?
Yeah, it's been a friendly competition. Neither one of us has actually fought or anything. We're actually in a lot of the same classes, and we help each other out depending on what our strong suits and what our weaknesses are in each class.
All right, then. So what was your strong suit?
Mine was more probably English and revising, and she was good at, like, the real tedious, hard, like, math problems and stuff like that.
So you guys kind of bounced stuff off of each other and helped each other along the way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we did. That's one of the good things about being at Bismarck, is you got a small school environment that you can help each other out.
So in that small school environment, still finishing on the top two, I imagine it didn't come easy.
No, it really didn't. Like I said, there's some really tough kids to be working with, and it's really kind of hard to be the top of a small class because we only have 32 in our graduating class. So it takes a lot of hard work to get there.
So now that you've accomplished a pretty cool task and finished in the top two in your class, what is it that you want to do with your education now?
I'm planning on going down to Southeast Missouri State University down at SEMO, and I'm going to study forensic chemistry down there.
Ooh, that's interesting. Forensic chemistry. Tell me, how did you fall into that?
Well, chemistry was always my favorite subject, because I learned about how everything is made up of tiny little different things that work together and coexist. So I decided, if I want to go in chemistry, I might as well make it interesting. And I decided to pursue the forensic aspect of that.
That is definitely a unique route to take. What what career path do you want to do with that?
I plan on working in crime labs, in the highway patrol and different city working there, and I'll study evidence to help, catch murderers and stuff like that.
So was there a certain teacher in high school for your chemistry class or anything like that that kind of helped you get more into this topic?
Oh, definitely Mr. Josh Haggerty at Bismarck. He let us do our own research experiments where we can just kind of learn on our own way and hands-on kind of thing. He's really a hands-on kind of guy. But we also learn the book aspects while we're doing that. So he makes it really easy to learn and really fun to learn.
So what was your topic that you decided to pursue?
We do demonstrations every year that we show for the underclassmen. And it's different, experiments. It's kind of like the whiz-bang experiments. Those are my favorite things to do.
Very interesting. What about parents or other folks behind the scenes that have been a driving force for you?
Oh, definitely my mom and dad made sure they always check up on my grades. They always try to help me in the best way that they can.
And who are your parents? Remind us of that.
Oh, my parents are Paul and Amy Carrington.
It sounds like they were a big force behind your success in high school.
Yeah, they're definitely pushers. They make sure I'm doing well at all times.
So as far as starting college, is that something you're going to do right away?
Yeah, I've even picked out my dorm room, got my schedule, everything down there at SEMO, and I'm set to go.
So what was it about SEMO that drew you in?
My scholarships down there, honestly, make it to where my cost of going to education there is so low that it seemed like the ideal college. And plus, they have a really good chemistry department. So seeing as that combination of those two made me really want to go there.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Kayla, my final question. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would definitely become invisible.
How come?
Then I could sit in on anything I wanted to.
Awesome. Once again, talking with Kayla Carrington, the salutatorian at Bismarck High School, part of our academic All-Star interviews.